I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, heard only on 101.7 WXZY FM, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers JoJo. If you grew up in Kane, chances are you remember JoJo for its timeless and restorative springs, a well-stocked trout stream, and is a gateway to the largest stand of virgin timber east of the Great Smokies. If you fished the stream early in the morning, you remember the air, heavy with dew, and often fog, smelling green, earthy, and organic. You remember getting a whiff of the mineral spring and its pungent air of eggs and natural gas. There was always a faint and lingering scent of petroleum to the place, with a dirt portion of the road being oiled down in the summertime. Chances are, at one time or another, you played baseball on the barnyard-turned-ball diamond at the Anderson Farm, perhaps only when all other ball fields were booked in Kane. And of course, there was Sunshine Anderson himself, renowned world pool trick shot artist who skippered the always competitive JoJo All Swedes Baseball Club for over four decades. In winter, there were countless hills for sledding and tobogganing. When the snows came, JoJo was a haven for hunters and trappers. Proving you can't always believe what you read in the papers, an article in the Port Allegheny Reporter from 1886 stated that JoJo got its name from a Buffalo oil prospector named Joseph Josephs. Hardly. The name that has rolled off the tongue smoothly for the last 135 years is in honor of Joseph Craig and Joseph Capot. In the fall of 1885, the two Joes struck pay dirt on the 1,700-acre lease they had purchased from F.J. Clemenger of Jamestown, and the Kane oil fields were born. According to the Kane Republican, when Craig and Capo sent an encrypted telegraph to Clemenger to inform him of their success, they received a coded reply that the well should be plugged and closely guarded to prevent the news from leaking out. It was too late. News of the gusher was already out and land values were soaring. Soon JoJo was home to saloons, a general store, and even houses of ill repute. The following year, in 1886, the James Brothers of Kane constructed the Kane Oil Field Railroad to JoJo Junction near the confluence of the West and Wind branches of Tyonesta Creek. Accounts from the time of the JoJo boom paint a picture of mud-filled roads, debauchery, and thievery. The Warren Paragraph newsletter reported in 1886 that conditions at JoJo were perhaps par for the course for this era of oildom. Oilman J. Chapman of Bradford stated that JoJo beats Pithole, Petroleum Center, and even Colville in its hottest days. There are no licensed hotels, and irresponsible parties have engaged in liquor traffic. What a glorious state of affairs we would have if every township and city was in a similar condition. By late 1886, oil production in JoJo had tapered off, and the short-lived railroad was extinct. Leases in and around the area resembled pincushions, having been stuck so many times, too many to count. The Kane Republican reported that a map used by oil speculators who gathered at the Thompson House was found so useless that it was turned to the wall. Wetmore Township, which included the ephemeral village of JoJo, gained about 500 residents to total 2,000 during the 1880s, but soon the population gains returned to pre-boom level of 1,500. The oil fields there have never run completely dry, with modestly productive wells enduring. New methods, including fracking, caused renewed interest in the region in the 1960s and 1970s. But the JoJo oil boom of 1885 went bust in only a few short, heady years. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your comments and suggestions to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.